right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle Children. Good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Before this, I counted in French and you appeared to seem...
I had a shock. I just went, I simply can't. I simply can't.
I think it's un, deux, trois. Is that right?
I could be. I'm dyslexic. So to me,
What does that have to do with?
I get confused in this language. That's what it has to do with. So when someone throws in a new language, I go, wait a second. Am I hearing things right?
With numbers also?
Numbers? No.
Those are numbers.
Yeah, but it's words. I mean, if I had seen numbers, it would be different.
French actually existed before.
My dyslexia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing the best I can. Okay. How the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I'm pretty good.
What's going on?
No, I mean, literally, I got dressed and I feel really accomplished.
I'm like, As you should.
Yeah, it's hard. I really can't believe it. So I'm wearing real clothes right now, including shoes in my own home. So it's like kind of a big deal.
Why do you have shoes on?
Because originally, right after this, I was going to have to leave for like a meeting and then the person canceled. But I've heard that it's good to work with shoes on. It like helps your brain or something.
I'm not a big shoe person.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be better at shoes.
I don't like wearing them in the house, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get that. I don't know if anybody does, but it is a mindset. When the shoes go on, the brain goes, oh, okay, we're going somewhere. Something's happening. So I guess I'm trying to get my brain in that mindset, you know?
My parents always wear shoes in the house. My mom always, like, I never see my mom even in sweats.
Incredible. My mom's like that. My parents are like that too. Like, my dad on a weekend has his nice, like, dress up clothes, but I'm like, where are we going?
Yeah. My parent, like, my mom's in jeans.
Yeah.
I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. She's in jeans.
I know.
I put on jeans are dress clothes.
Yeah, truly. Anything with a zip and a button, I'm like, okay, fancy pants. So,
literal fancy pants.
I know. But that's me today.
What's up?
Thank you. What's up?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
I'm pretending. Let's role play.
Okay.
We're on a date.
Great.
What's up?
What kind
it's
of
a first date?
We're in person. You said what's up? So how was your week? Is I feel like what I would say.
It was good.
Yeah. Anything exciting happen?
I got blasted with some bros.
Oh, cool. You're a drinker.
I was watching, which I never watch, Vanderpump Rules, because I have to talk about it on Taylor.
Yeah.
And Lala is like on a double date and the guy asked her like literally four times. So, like, you drinking? What are you up to tonight? You getting drunk? And she's like, I've been sober for 4 years. And she is like screaming it by the end because he keeps.
Oh my God.
Just like, not even like to be a dick. He just doesn't listen.
That's, yeah, which is a dick move. Listening is key, you know?
Some might say that.
You can apologize and be like, sorry. I mean, but yeah, be actively listening if you're asking me a question.
What?
What are you up to this weekend?
Nothing yet. I don't know.
Okay.
The world's my oyster. What about you?
I'm going home this weekend to see my parents.
That's fun.
I think it'll be really fun and really nice. Wait. Oh my God. Hold on. I have to kill this bug.
Oh no. Jessie's killing a bug. I'm hoping there's not a mental breakdown when she comes back. We'll see. She seems okay.
Okay. I killed the bug.
Wow.
Thank you.
I said, I hope she doesn't have a mental breakdown when she comes back.
I know. Computer. I'm feeling good. I'm like, I'm not triggered. I'm just like, what a stupid little bug. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Poor thing.
R.I.P. Yeah. I'm like, sorry. You came in the wrong house.
Bitch. No, I'm good. Now that I've stopped accidentally poisoning myself.
Yeah. It's the cat. I can't believe that.
With nuts and stuff. Like, It really is. Like, I feel different.
Oh my God. I can't believe that.
Like, I feel different than I have in like years.
No.
Like, in like a year. And like I felt, basically, I felt like wildly hungover every day, even when I wasn't drinking.
What a breakthrough then, because truly it's like,
and I was like, why do I feel like I'm gonna die? Like, I just
every
felt
day,
like, unbelievably lethargic.
Ugh.
Like, Adderall didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was drinking like 4 energy drinks a day just to try to like get through the day.
That is wild. And literally it was just nuts.
And then I like slept terribly because it was just like everything. It was so bad. And now it's just like I'm feeling so much better.
Wow.
So I don't know. Maybe the depression's in an upswing, or maybe it's the nuts.
It's, listen, all of them, let's run with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Thank you. For those of you who are confused, I was allergic to nuts and had been eating them every day.
And he was like, it's not a big deal. It just, like, but yeah, then all of the, I feel like you only notice the side effect of your tongue getting puffy and not the other side effects of feeling like you are hungover every day.
Yeah, I just noticed, like, I'm like, oh my, like, if I'm allergic to something.
Yeah.
I'm like, my mouth gets itchy and like my throat gets kind of itchy. And I thought that was kind of it. So I was like, cashews don't do that.
Mm.
But cashews were poisoning me from the inside out.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Thank God. Good for you. Like, never again.
Never again. I've also been like doing Rumble pretty regularly.
I went to a class this morning myself. Not a Rumble, but a Orange Theory, but.
Do you feel empowered?
I do, because I woke up and I said, no way, I want to snooze. And then I said, bitch, you promised. I said, you're right.
What time was the class?
9:20.
That's early.
Thank you. It was early.
If I get there early, I feel like the best person on planet Earth.
I know. I was like, yeah, I have. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I go, way to go, bitch. Like, I see myself and I go, look at her fucking here and gosh darn trying. Yeah. Like, yeah, bitch.
Sometimes I do get to the class and I'm like, God, I hate that I'm going to have, like, at the very beginning of the class.
I'm miserable at the beginning. Why did I do this?
Literally, but I do, as soon as like it starts, I'm like, well, it's 45 minutes. I can do it for 45 minutes.
Yeah. And then that's afterwards, you're like, I'm a fucking hero to someone.
Yes.
Told me, really. But yeah, it feels great. So God bless that. And I got dressed. So really, I feel like I am the most accomplished woman that's ever lived. Thank you.
I think that you basically are.
Thank you. I do too. So it's pretty exciting.
How are you getting to your parents?
The glamorous bus.
Oh, I hate a bus.
I also hate a bus. And there's like a bus that's the gold bus, which is a nicer bus, which I also didn't get because it was not till 3. And I was like, I'm not going to leave at 3. That's insane. I want to leave at 11. So I'm going to be on like the regular bus. And I am scared for my mental health. But je ne sais pas. I'm going to do it.
What is that?
I'm going to do it.
Je ne sais pas?
I forget. It's something in French.
I know. I was just being a dick because you were speaking in French.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I don't know any of French other than what I said already.
Yeah. Someone.
You haven't gone on a trip lately.
I know. I haven't traveled or done. I think because I did so much traveling at the end of last year. I was like, that's it. Like, my body and I were like, I cannot and will not travel anymore. So yeah. It had been a while. But yeah, I started to feel when I start to feel kind of trapped in my apartment, I'm like, okay, it's time to get out. Because then I come back and I'm really grateful for my apartment and I feel really good and, grateful for it. But I was like, I just need to get out. And yeah, I think it'll be nice to spend a little time with my parents.
What's your next travel destination?
I know. I don't know.
We've
talked about
anywhere.
Alaska. Possibly Alaska.
Really? If you go to Alaska before me, I will slit my own throat on camera. while recording.
Okay. Well, now everyone's excited. I don't know.
Not to be dramatic.
But yeah, not at all.
It's like, remember, did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Yes, but not every episode. Okay.
When Lucille is like, ugh, I can't stand gay people. They're so dramatic. It makes me just want to light myself on fire.
No, that's very funny. But yeah, so maybe there. Maybe, I don't know.
What? When are you going to Alaska? Do you already have this trip planned? Do you have something to tell me?
No, I just, I mean, I told you the thing about the listener who's listening, who's like, they're talking about me. And it's like, I am talking about you because there was a very generous listener that said,
what's her name? Can we just please refer to her by name?
I don't know if I can do that publicly. I don't
her
have
first the, name.
I don't have her permission
to say Suzanne.
I like to ask permission just in case. I didn't ask permission.
I see permission for a first and last name, but there's like 5,000 million people named whatever in the world, right? Isn't that the thing? That's what I used to at the previous company we used to work for.
Okay. Yeah.
And they would be like, you can't say Kim in a video. And I'm like, can't, it's copyright. It's not like our names copywritten, our famous people's names copywritten.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Or trademarked? What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, maybe it is.
Like, I'm like, there's no way Kim Kardashian has a trademark on the name Kim.
You're probably right, but I actually don't know. I know.
I wonder where the listener lives full time. Do they also live in Alaska?
Oh, this is cracking me up. She has two houses.
Are they both in Alaska is the question.
Are they both in Alaska? No.
That was
one is in Alaska. The other one, I don't remember fully where it is.
It would be nice to go to Alaska and know people there.
I mean, okay. Right? Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
It's okay, Jesse.
It's like you put me in a tailspin.
I really did. I can see it.
Now I'm in a tailspin. I'm like, screw everything, you know?
Jesse's frantically looking for a name.
Yeah, it must be nice. But it's okay. I'm looking for details.
It's okay, Jesse.
Is it? You put me on blast?
I don't know that that's putting you on blast. Are you okay today?
You put me on blast. No, I'm upset.
Her name is Kitty. I just found it.
Oh, where did you find it?
I just clicked on the Airbnb link that you sent me.
God damn it.
Yeah.
You buffooned me. I'm so angry at you.
Well, I don't understand the issue right now.
Honestly, I have to just come to terms and everybody needs
Are
to just
okay?
come.
Are you okay?
No, I have.
You seem flustered.
I am flustered in this moment because you know what? At this point, I need to figure out what this diagnosis is called, but I have name phobia. Okay. So if anybody asks me point blank what someone's name, I go into a panic. Because I go, I'm going to mess this up. And you know what it is? Actually, I just remembered where it's from. When I was in a sorority, shout out to anyone in Greek life, they would line us up. Okay, here I go giving away all this. Line us up. We go into a dark room with sisters in the house and they would say everybody's name. No, say everybody's name, major, fun fact.
Oh, did you do flashcards?
Yeah, I did. But then sometimes I would have that's where I had my first panic attack. I was like, I'm so scared I'm going to forget someone's name and they're going to be like, and they did. One time I forgot, you know, a girl's name that I really liked. And afterward or during when we were in the room, she was like, wow, Jesse, I thought we were friends. And I said, I was like, you won't see me tomorrow. I think they were like, wait, we might have a pledge who's going to draw. Like, I was like, goodbye. I can't. I was so devastated.
How did they react to your devastation?
They sent sisters to check on me. I mean, I was openly weeping.
Like, were they
in
like,
the room.
It's okay?
Yeah. Eventually, when I started hyperventilating.
Were they like, normally people don't yeah, respond this way?
Right. So when I started hyperventilating, they're like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. We know you're trying. And I was
it
just like.
It almost seems like maybe this comes from someplace even before that. Because for that reaction then, seems like maybe you already had a name trigger.
I guess. I mean, I guess it was more just like.
Maybe it's not even to do with names, just not knowing something.
Yeah, like hurting
in a quiz situation.
It's hurting someone's feelings. That's what devastates. When somebody's like, oh, that's my biggest nightmare, that I would hurt somebody's feelings, you know?
I don't know. I believe you, yes.
Yeah.
I don't feel the same. Only because names, I'm like, everyone forgets names. I forget names all the time.
I guess there is just something about it that feels, I don't know what it is. But yeah, that's essentially what just happened.
Do you feel devastated when someone forgets your name?
No, I could care less. And I know the trauma that I would think they're going through because that's what I would be going through.
Yeah, I don't care about names. What I care about is if I've met someone multiple times and then they're like, hi, nice to meet you. Then I'm like, go fuck yourself. Because even if I don't know someone's, if I can't remember someone's name, I'll be like, I'm so sorry. Remind me of your name.
Yeah, that's a very mature way to put it. Yeah. Well, I'm not so lucky. I'll get there.
I actually was at a party a few weeks ago.
Okay,
and it was my friend's. It was like my friend's sister's husband.
Okay.
Who, very handsome.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. We've met several times. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, we, because when I went to the wedding in Spain,
yeah,
he was also at the wedding in Spain. And at the end of the night, everyone was, you know, it was like 3 a.m. People are dancing the night away.
Yeah.
But him and I were sitting eating a plate of cured meats that they had put out.
Hell yeah.
And just talking about how great sandwiches are. How like sandwich drunk food is so great because it's delicious, soaks it up, and it's not loaded with the dairy of a slice of pizza.
Wow.
And so then in this moment I was like, oh my god, the cured meats. And he's like, yeah, the cured meats.
What a perfect. And so you saved it.
I saved it. I'm pretty good about saving things.
Good for you.
In moments like that.
Well, I don't know if I am or if my first response is to cry, to be honest.
I don't think think you
I'd
can rise above that moment and think.
I'm above it.
No, I mean like, you know.
All
like,
of it.
Raise up and be like, oh, look, she's forgetting a name, but it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody has a thing. I'll figure it out.
I realized that my trigger is when someone calls me sensitive. I realized recently.
Oh.
That if someone's like, oh, he's sensitive, or you're being sensitive, I'm like, not in a like, oh, he's like in a complimentative way, in like a, I get offended by something and a friend will be like, don't worry about it. He's just sensitive.
I don't like that. That's kind of gaslighty. Because I'm like, actually, you're just mean. You're hurtful. What you say hurts me. How about that?
Yeah, I also like that's very much, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of grew up like don't
be sensitive.
Be sensitive. Don't be so sensitive.
So it's negative. Everything. I don't like that.
So someone will say it in a way that maybe is just passing and I'm like mad at them for like a whole night.
Me too. I don't think it's right. I'll say it.
I was at the dog park this morning. Oh. A lot of characters at the dog park. I'll tell you that.
I can only imagine. When I go with Tim, I'm always like, this is fascinating.
It's also because the one I go to, it's like split big dogs and small dogs.
Yeah, I love that.
But so I'm on the small dog side. So it's like, you know, it's a different crowd.
It's a different crowd. Yeah.
I do feel that I get along better with big dog people.
Sure, sure, sure.
But then I find myself on the small dog side.
Oh, you have to be, you know?
So that's that on that.
I'm like, I'd love to go to a dog park. When I was single, I was like, God, I'd love to meet someone at a dog park. It feels like fun. It feels like a cute meet cute.
I feel like people take their friends' dogs and go to the dog park because very often I'll hear people. It's always the people talking to you about, and they're like, he's so cute. What's his name? Blah, blah, blah. And then when you're like, oh, like, how old is he or whatever? They'll be like, oh, well, he's actually my friend's.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure.
I'm positive they're using their friend's dog to go to the club, which is the dog park, to meet people.
Yeah.
Which I get. I mean, it's smart.
Speaking of, have I talked to you about my business idea?
No.
I have several.
Love it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One is like a dog park with a bar. So you go, it's like a dog park, but there's people that work there too. So you don't have to be like almost like a doggy daycare.
Right.
But you can be there as well so that you don't have to constantly be monitoring the dogs, but we don't have to worry about that because we have hired professionals.
Right.
And then you can go have a drink, catch up with your wife, your yes. husband, ugh. Friends even, meet up for a drink after work.
Yeah.
The dogs play. I mean, it's a great, because you know when people are like, I would love to go to happy hour, but I have to go let the dog out.
Yeah, all the time.
Now?
That problem is solved.
Combine your problem. And also a gym with a doggy daycare where you go, you drop the dog off for the 45-minute class that you're at. The dog is running the whole time that you're running. And you both leave worked out, exercised.
And are tired. Everyone's tired.
And everyone's tired.
I love that.
I think that would really work in a city scenario.
I do too. Oh.
As my dog barks.
Otis loves it. He's like, yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to fucking no shit dog park at a gym.
Listen, he'll do it. He'll love it. I've never seen a dog on a treadmill. Can they do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I only know that because there's a Real Housewife of Dallas that used to work out and her dog would walk on a treadmill next to her on a different treadmill.
That's so cute. She has two treadmills.
Well, she had one that's like a dog treadmill.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Actually, maybe it was a full-size treadmill. She was very rich, so.
Yeah. That's rough for the dog because it can't stop when it wants.
I hate a treadmill.
I know. We have to use them at Orange Theory and like, ooh, they're just so rough.
Yeah, they hurt my fucking ankles and feet.
I know. And I'm like, God, it's just like when I have to hit the button to go faster, I resent it always. I'm like, no.
No, that's, yeah, I hate that.
It's rude and I hate it.
Remember last time we talked, I was so excited for the Murdog thing on Netflix.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I watched the first episode. No, it was just so much sadder than I thought it was going to be that I watched the first episode and I was like, I don't know that I can.
Yeah.
It's like really sad.
That's the thing that I've been realizing is like, I used to love those docs, but now I'm like, do I want to be in a sad mood? Like, I don't think so. I would prefer not to.
Yeah, it really, I thought it'd be more, I don't know. They really got it, which is good because that's what they should do. But yeah. Like, they were just really, the first episode is like really getting into the one girl who died's like life, you know? And it's just like, yeah, you kind of, in those documentaries, don't really always get such insight into the devastation of the...
It's good when they focus on the victims, right? Instead of, I think when they focus on the psycho or whatever.
Yeah.
People are more interested, but it glamorizes it. So when you focus on the victim, it is really sad and upsetting.
Do you ever watch Project Runway?
No, but I've been watching Making the Cut.
Oh, I just watched season 3 the other day.
I'm on like episode 3 or something.
Of season
3.
Oh, okay. I watched season 1 too.
I love season 1.
I feel like you would like, I've been watching like old seasons of Project Runway because they're so like easy and whatever.
You should watch it.
You should because it's also inspiring and like.
Yeah.
I was saying this to my roommate the other day that like, in a way, I feel like reality TV has kind of ruined, not ruined, but like changed so much about like Project Runway season. It's like 2013 and things on the runway. I'm like, that is like so basic.
Yeah.
And so, and it's the same thing. If you watch early seasons of Drag Race, it's like they're not impressive at all.
Yeah.
Like the looks and stuff, I mean, are like just really basic because now it's like trying to outdo each season, I feel like, with these like insane outfits. So it's crazy because I'm like, even the worst girl on like these current seasons would be the best one in the early ones because of the looks and stuff.
I'm sure.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to stop saying the word interesting.
Interesting.
Because the producer for my Netflix show
told you that? That was a note?
Well, she told us, she was like, no more using interesting for me and Lauren. She's like, you both overuse interesting so much instead of actually saying how you feel about things. And I was like, no. I actually do that in real life as well.
Yes.
Like, instead of saying what I actually think or want to say, I'm like, interesting.
I know. Because it's like, do I kill the mood and say, huh, that sounds like a bad idea.
And so, like, even we were recording yesterday and I was like, interesting. And she like stopped the recording and she's like, don't say that. Say how you really feel. And I was like, okay, I feel like she's a terrible person. And like, it was.
Wow.
But yeah, it was.
I love that. That's a great note.
It was actually. I'm like, that's really one of the best notes I've ever gotten.
Yeah. Because you don't even realize sometimes when you do that, it's like you start filtering yourself. And yeah. Like, don't have a filter, you know, just go for it.
I do feel like I've kind of over, ironically, people listening are going to be like, what were you like before? Because yeah. I was going to say, I do feel like I've kind of started over filtering myself a bit.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure why, but
yeah,
I'm trying to open back up.
Open back up. It's like being unapologetically yourself. And I say that as someone who... It's like that roller coaster where you go up and down and up and down. And then you just have to remember like to just.
Eventually you'll fall out of one of the loops.
Yeah. And oh my God, that's such a fear to be honest. To be
you
honest.
Should, honestly, people should be scared of like roller coasters and like water park. Yeah, slides and
I
stuff.
Know. I know. They hide those deaths, you guys. My
they
dad
really do, though.
I like, know. It's
especially with water slides.
The PR
and stuff.
Is good on that. Yeah.
There is a water slide in New Jersey known as like they call it like the death slide. Like, I think like three people have died. There's like three active lawsuits and it's still open.
And wild. My dad, when we used to go, you know, when you go up the first big hill at the start of a roller coaster. My dad would go, I do believe in technology. I do believe in technology. Like, and it's true. You're just like, I hope that my thing stays closed and that this has been tested. Bye.
Yeah.
And then you just pray.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Especially we never, like growing up, we never really, we would go to sometimes like the fair or like a carnival or whatever in town, but we were never allowed on the rides because my dad would be like drunk carnies make them in the middle of the night. Which is true. I mean, the last time I was home, there was literally my dad was like, look at this, and it was like a Craigslist posting like looking for people to build the roller coasters for like the fair.
No,
you know, just whoever responds.
Oh my God,
it is crazy.
That is crazy
because they take them down, put them back up, like, each city they go to.
Yeah, that's scary.
Isn't it kind of
unfortunately
scary?
That is scary. And it's a bummer because I literally love parks and roller coasters. And
they are thrilling.
They're so fun. I haven't gone in so long. Actually, I'd love to do that.
Me either. But as someone who once had to get off the ride because it wouldn't close, my fear of going to a roller coaster really...
Yeah.
Cemented that day. I don't think I've been on one since then, actually.
I mean, and that adds up. That sounds like a nightmare.
Walking back through the line.
I can't imagine.
Like, that is...
I'd be like, I'd like my hour and 45 minutes back.
It was, yeah, pretty horrific. And I was there with a friend and her family. It wasn't like...
Yeah.
Who are all very fit also. So it really was...
I'm so sorry.
That was a shitty moment.
Yeah, that really
I remember
sucks.
In the moment when I'm like, oh my God, I don't think this is going to click. Yeah. And I was like, just fucking pretend like it did. I was literally ready to risk my life.
Oh my God.
Before getting...
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
It feels like you die from embarrassment anyway.
I know. I feel like I used to get embarrassed so much that now it's I don't get embarrassed the same way.
Thank God.
Because I'm like, whatever. I had to walk through a line of 1,000 people before. You think that you calling me fat is going to do something?
And honestly, I was on a ride one time where I was like, I don't think my thing is closed. And I don't know who I was with, but they were like, it's fine. It's closed. And I was like, I'm about to make a stink, and that's what I need to do in this moment. I need my seatbelt checked.
And was it?
And I, on that ride, first of all, my phone flew out. Something else did, because I was not secure. Like, I was holding on for what I felt like was dear life, because I was not, it did not fully lock. But I wish I had gotten off. Like, I wish I hadn't believed the 17-year-old who had no idea and said, oh, it's good. And I went, oh, okay. He must know. Because I really was, you know, got off of it and was like, oh, my fucking God, I could have died. I could have flown off.
Yeah. I mean, that's really true, too. I don't even think about that I'm like, this place is run by
people who aren't, they're like, hi, they don't want to be there, they're not paying attention, they're like, get in your seats, buckle up, shut up, give me your shoes, like, that's it.
Literally, they're worried about like
the ticket number
or like having sex with the girl at the game station.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like horny teenagers who are all fucking each other.
Truly, no one's a scientist. Like, it's, it really
Which
is.
I will say, I do. One of my biggest regrets is never getting to work at a theme park.
Is that a regret? I'm like, you could do it if you wanted.
I don't. Well.
Well, you never know.
Like the guy that sits at the top of the water slide and is like, go.
Yeah.
Go.
Our arms on the mat.
Go. Yeah. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Go.
I know, that's traumatic too. The thing. Do I miss a fair? I don't know if I do.
I feel like there's a romance too.
I know, the fair.
There's some
wheel.
Things that are like inherently romantic.
I know. Like, why is the Ferris
wheel? A carnival
wheel,
at night.
Oh my God. Winning a stuffed animal for somebody, like that
ice
is
ice cream cones, romantic.
Cotton candy, hot.
That's a romantic food.
It
candy
really
apples
is.
Also a romantic
yeah,
food.
Everything. Yeah, a corn dog. I don't care. It's romantic, okay?
See, corn dog, I don't find romantic. Fried dough, romantic.
Romantic. Yeah. I mean, popcorn, you know, when you got the big thing of popcorn.
I don't find that romantic.
Well, you can share it. I don't know. All the food is romantic there for me.
I don't think popcorn is a good fair food. You can get it anywhere.
Honestly, yeah, you're right. And I had popcorn last night. And what I find so funny about popcorn is like popcorn literally stays in your teeth. Like I'm like, legally, this is, I got to sue popcorn. I'm like, there, I was at the gym. I was like, what's that in my mouth? A little kernel of fucking popcorn. I said, Jesus,
days
hell.
Later.
Days.
Yeah.
It's wild. I'm not sure if we process corn well, and I'll just throw that out there into the ether. Or I'll say, I don't know if I do, because it really kind of
well, notoriously,
rips me apart.
We don't. I think, because that's like a thing where
Thank
people
you.
Are like, if you eat corn, you can.
You can what?
It comes out the same way it goes in.
I know. And that's upsetting for everybody.
And it's, yeah.
It's like, wait a sec. Ew. Okay, goodbye. Let's. Sorry. Moving right along. But yeah, I'd love to go to a Ferris wheel this summer. Or like a fair, I meant. That'd be really cute.
I love
cute.
A fried dough.
I love a fried dough. I think I do pick ice cream first. My first pick is ice cream something.
Yeah, I can't do it. Because of the dairy allergy. That even
yeah,
before
I mean,
I knew the other thing. But like, if I used to, because when I was in high school, I mean, you know, when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Frozen yogurt was really having its comeuppance.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was at 16 handles.
Everybody's scooping and making it custom, and it's $10.
Yeah. If you're going, or like ice cream, even the Cold Stone Creamery,
yes.
The line's out the door. The cool kids in high school worked at Cold Stone Creamery.
Sure.
But I would go and I would be like, how is everyone else not terrified that they're going to have explosive diarrhea within 30 minutes of eating this?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I always equated that.
Smart. It's smart.
Yeah, I'm not a froyo. And it also brings you to like, I'm. It's summer. I'm dressed uncomfortably. I don't feel comfortable. Bless you.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable in my body. I'm like with my hot friends. We're eating froyo. It's just, I've never felt happy inside a frozen yogurt restaurant. I'll say that.
Wow. That is a bummer. I will say, I mean, because I used to work, and by work, I mean, actually, I would just go get froyo and then like write at a frozen yogurt shop near me that I do think was run by the mafia because no one else was ever there. But I loved it. I love frozen yogurt. I love putting fun things in it. I used to do it a lot, I feel like, growing up. I was like almost extensively in high school on a frozen yogurt diet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I mean, nowadays, first of all, there isn't one near me, or that would be a game changer because I would probably go more than I'd like. But yeah, like, now I'm just like, I don't know.
I live near a lot of frozen yogurt and ice cream places, and yeah. I feel like I'll see people sometimes walking down the street enjoying a cone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes I see like the girly from the gym and it's like before dinner and she's having like a small cone on her walk. And I'm like, you deserve that, sweetheart.
You deserve that. Good for you, bitch.
I'm like, I know you were looking forward to that all day.
Fucking day. And girl, and I'm glad you got it. You got it. Yeah, that's exciting for anyone who's waiting for that. There's a place in Delaware that's called Coors. Have you heard of Coors?
How's it spelled?
That's a great, it's like K-O-R-H maybe.
Okay. No, I have not.
It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. It's like my favorite frozen yogurt, custard, whatever it is. And like when I go to the beach, I have to try like hard not to have more than one a day.
I mean, listen, when you're at the beach, all the rules are off.
Yeah, it's a party. I'm like, well, I've deserted every meal, including breakfast. So it's like, I'm absolutely out of my mind, you know?
You know, snow cones also super romantic.
Oh, yeah. Snow cones, so cute.
Like I was at the beach the last time I was at the beach.
Yeah.
There was just like a snow cone truck.
Wow.
And I was like, we got a snow cone. It was great.
My God. Yeah, that's stunning.
I think I need to go on a trip too. I'm feeling a little.
Yeah.
Like a caged animal.
Gosh, where are you going to go? Can I come with you? Where are you going?
Tampa.
Wow.
You still want to go?
Well, I'm going to Florida. I don't know when yet.
I don't want to go to Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When are you going to Florida?
When Tim finishes his pilot's license. That's why he's down there.
Isn't he done soon?
Well, yeah, but I still don't know when. So it might be like, I don't know. He doesn't know yet.
So he's going to be able to fly?
Yeah.
Will you get in a plane with him?
I will. Because honestly, I really trust him. Like when he really knows certain things way better than like I would. I would. Like he really checks things and is, you know, on top of stuff where I guess I'm really not, you know.
My concern is just small planes in general.
Yeah, me too. I mean, am I scared of like, yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared of small planes. I'm scared, but it's like I feel better because he grew up, his dad was a pilot. So it really is like in his blood. And I think like he just naturally is confident and good at it, that I'm like, okay.
It would be great if he became an actual pilot, like for an airline, because then you could go free everywhere.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he's interested in doing that. I'm like, maybe I was thinking about that being like, oh, I could like use a little part-time work. I'm like, should I be a flight attendant?
A flight attendant, I think, would be the number one job I would never want.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it seem just awful? I feel like it's like working in a restaurant but the restaurant's in a closet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it just does not seem like fun. Almost everyone's in a bad mood.
Oh, that's true. People at airports, like, God, I don't know what happens to people, but it's, yeah, people are absolutely wrecks in airports. Like I've never seen people more of a wreck, like with their stuff, with it's just everything is out of control.
Yeah. And like, you know, every plane in America, they're like, we have room for 550 passengers, all with the carry-on. And then they're like, there's no fucking carry-ons on this plane. And then you have to, like, that seems like a stressful part of being
the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there seems to be, there are some interesting parts to it. I guess it's like not taking on any of that energy. I don't know. I just thought it, I'm like, oh, it would be kind of fun because it's like clock in, clock out. No one's emailing me, you know? And
yeah, but like, I don't think that's the life of a flight attendant.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not.
Because it's not like clock in, clock out. It's like clock in, we need to refuel.
I know.
We're taking off 3 hours later than we thought.
Everyone's
delayed
angry.
By 6 hours. Everyone's mad at you. You're now stuck in Berlin.
I know.
You have to stay here until tomorrow.
Yeah. So
and then
maybe
that
it's
flight's
not.
Delayed. It seems I like. Know.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I think you're thinking of like a diner waitress.
A diner waitress could be fun. Could be really fun.
Should we open a diner?
That would be so fun.
Middle children diner.
Middle children diner. And like, gosh.
We could have soup on the menu, but the menu name could be something quippy about how you hate soup.
Thank you for that. And I feel like it would be good if like, I'm trying to think because I'm like, what is... I don't know. Maybe you get half off if you're a middle child, you know?
But you have to prove it.
Yeah, but you have to prove it.
Or you get a free dessert. You get a free dessert.
Free dessert if you're a middle child. I love that.
Because, yeah, we can't be given 50% off. No, there's a lot of middle children in the world.
Yeah, it's true. People will come from far and wide. Far and fucking wide, okay? And maybe the meals have to do with, like, meals where the middle is the best, which honestly is every meal.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, it's just a middle sandwich.
Well, like some might argue that the middle of the sandwich is the best part.
Oh, you're right. You were going vertically as opposed to brilliant. That's really
not
brilliant.
Just cutting the
yeah. I was like, I don't know. I simply don't. I love that. That would be fun.
Because if you're having
like
an egg salad sandwich.
Good luck.
Who's thinking about the bread? Nobody.
Nobody. Who freaking cares? Rye, probably. Rye Toasted. Bread is the choice. Should we do that? I really do feel like having kind of like a second adventure or like a thing that is physical that I can be doing, you know?
Yeah, I have always felt like that. I always just assumed it would be more towards my third act that I would be like...
third act that I would be doing that? I don't know.
Because I'm like, you know, when people doing what we do...
Yeah.
How sustainable is it? You know what I mean? Where I'm like, how long are we gonna, even like when we're in our like 50s and 60s, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm gonna get bored, I think. I want to do other things.
I think that's what's cool about owning it though, is you get to hire like a bunch of characters. And then like, I mean, I would just come in every now and again and be like, hi, you know? And just coming around being like, is the food okay? Glad to hear it. Oh, Gladys, she's the best. Gladys, like, I don't know. I see myself just popping in when I want to.
Well, I don't think it will be a very successful restaurant then.
Why? It'll be really good.
Well, for the first like 10 years, you have to, you know.
I'll care. Yeah, I think.
Be
I
there pretty constantly, I think.
Okay.
I know, you know.
Yeah, you know. Oh, you're, yeah.
The owner, unless you're like super wealthy.
Right. Okay.
And you're like, let me do this. Let me hire all these people that are going to deal with this. But like, even when I was managing at the restaurant, I still talked to at least one of the owners probably every day.
Yeah, I love that. Of course.
So
I don't know. I just want to have different gigs. I'm not sure. I want to have different things I can do. I don't know. Seems fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, maybe we should get jobs at a small town diner.
That would be so fun.
We'd commute.
It'd be a cute little commute.
We would do it exactly one shift, probably.
Yeah, exactly one shift.
And then be like, this is not what I wanted.
And then we're out.
Unless it is, you know?
That's
who
the
knows?
Thing.
We're just looking to find that
spark.
Spark.
You know?
Yeah, it would be nice to feel something again. I'll say that.
I'll say that. Yeah. Sparks are beautiful. They're all around us. We just have to find them.
That's so true.
You know? Anything that makes you feel powerful. It's like, figure out how to do that a lot.
Maybe be an assassin.
Wow. Now that I can't see myself doing.
I could probably get into it.
You probably could.
I'm kidding. I couldn't kill someone.
Okay. I don't know.
Without, well, that's another conversation. But anyway.
Wow.
You're all dressed up.
With nowhere to go. Typical.
Go somewhere.
I am. I have to pick up a dress, actually. Very exciting.
Take yourself on a little date. Go see a movie.
I might. Yeah, I might go to a coffee shop, do a little work, maybe pick up a dress, see how I
party.
Feel. Party. Party hardy, bitch.
Party hardy, farty.
Hey.
Cardi.
Oh, Cardi.
Hardy yeah. Party. All right. Well, obviously, we're delusional and delirious as usual. So until next time, when we see you at our fancy diner, Middle Children Diner.
Come on. Come on. Come all.
And you know what it'll say under the sign?
What?
Live every day like you're the oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.